FM Main News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema says there is no short period for one to serve in public service because development is a continuous process and must prioritize citizens at all cost. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony of Dr. Alex Katakwe as Health Minister, Malama Mfunelo as Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises Development, and Dr. Tuesday Walia as Permanent Secretary for Muchinga Province, President Hichilema said despite the many things people are saying, the focus on developing the nation must remain unwavering. The head of state also directed Dr. Katakwe to ensure that the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, operates effectively by aligning drug availability with proper usage and helping stabilize the health sector. And the president has tasked the new SME minister to ensure the empowerment initiatives are accessible to the majority of citizens. President Hichilema emphasized that the interests of citizens must always come first and that development should reach every part of the country.
We need to have medicines where consumption takes place. Let me use that expression. Everything you do is anchored up around ensuring that every corner of Zambia has access to the health service facilities. And that's why we're talking about maternity wing again Tuesday, back to you in charge of the province to make sure maternity wings are built using CDF and others. But we say availability of medicines is 70-80%. It must reflect our patients anywhere getting the drugs that are in the system to the people, for they are bought for the people.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has hinted at pushing for a second phase of debt restructuring to reduce Zambia's annual debt repayments from $900 million to a sustainable level, strengthening fiscal discipline and supporting national development.
Our debt restructuring would have been paying $2.3 billion of debt service per year out. All the hard work we do, the first priority would be to pay the debt service. Has come down to $900 million. Even if one refuses to appreciate the progress that has been made from August 2021, debt restructuring, look at the headroom we've created. We're now moving on phase two, we'll not make it public, to further lower the savings cost effects to less than $900 rate. That's what interest of the public means and not personal interest.
Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumba has ordered Arresting Officer Stephen Simwenda to ensure that state witnesses appear before court at the next sitting in a case in which independent Nkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu is facing a charge of seditious practices. The directive follows a disclosure by the state that the witness currently on the stand for cross-examination is not in Lusaka but in Northwestern Province, making it difficult for the matter to proceed. This prompted Magistrate Milumbe to warn Mr. Simwenda to ensure the witness is present in court when the matter resumes on March 30th, 2026. In this case, Mr. Mpundu is facing one count of seditious practices contrary to Section 57(1)(b), read together with Section 60(1)(1) of the Penal Code of Zambia. It is alleged that on December 2024, Mr. Mpundu published material encouraging politicians to arm themselves. Meanwhile, Mr. Mpundu says he will formally engage Inspector General of Police Rafael Msamba over pockets of violence reported in Eastern and Lusaka provinces during yesterday's Youth Day celebrations, which he alleges are being propagated by youth from the UPND.
Chipata and Lusaka. The sad part is that all these recorded instances were happening right in the presence of the police. So it beats my thinking to want us to go and report when the matters are actually happening right in front of the police who are tasked to, you know, provide law and order. So yes, these matters are being put on record to the police, but I think my going to the IG is basically to engage him on this violence. Peradventure, there will be insinuations that these matters are not being brought to their attention. I want to take these matters to his attention, especially that they are actually being done right in the presence of the police.
The Ministry of Health has reaffirmed government's commitment to improving access to quality kidney care services in Zambia. Speaking during the commemoration of the 2026 World Kidney Day in Lusaka today, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lushimpi, highlighted government's focus on addressing the burden of kidney disease on individuals, families and the healthcare system. Dr. Lushimpi said this year's theme, Kidney Health for All, Caring for People, Protecting the Planet, underscores the importance of a comprehensive and sustainable approach to kidney care. He further noted that while government has prioritized the needs of people living with kidney disease, the challenges posed by chronic kidney disease cannot be tackled by government efforts alone, noting that partnerships with stakeholders remain critical in expanding access to kidney health services across the country. Meanwhile, University Teaching Hospital Adult Hospital Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Charles Mbewe disclosed that the hospital conducted 16 successful kidney transplants in 2025 and aims to perform 20 this year. And Kidney Foundation of Zambia Chairperson Thomas Fungwa also commended the support from partners towards advancing kidney health development in Zambia and urged continued collaboration to strengthen services.
The government, under the leadership of the President of the Republic of Zambia, Hakainde Hichilema, remains committed to improving access to quality kidney care services. The UPND government has prioritized the needs of people living with kidney disease, recognizing the significant burden this condition places on individuals, families, and the healthcare system. In this regard, government has been increasing funding to the health sector, and this year alone, government has committed over 132 million kwacha towards procurement of renal consumables, including those used for dialysis.
In more news, police in Ndola have confirmed that a post-mortem examination conducted on a 24-year-old student who went missing in January this year has revealed that the deceased died by suspected suicide. Kovabo Police Commissioner Mala Yui says Mitch Mulenga's remains were found in an unfinished building behind Levi Mwanawasa Stadium in Ndola on February 4, 2026, and the body was identified by the deceased's father, Thomas Mulenga. He says the deceased's decomposed body was found lying face up in a skeletal state alongside a black bag containing his NRC, phone and school documents. According to Mr. Yui, preliminary findings by Ndola-based forensic pathologist indicate the remains appeared normal with no visible damage to the neck, vertebrae, skull and other bones. He says samples have been collected for DNA testing as part of the ongoing investigations. Mr. Yui says police are treating the death as a suspected suicide. In global news, the United Nations Emergency Relief Chief has condemned the estimated $1 billion daily cost of the conflict affecting the Middle East, warning that it comes at a time when humanitarian operations are facing severe funding cuts and rapidly increasing global needs. Tom Fletcher, the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator at the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says the impact of the conflict is spreading faster than humanitarian agencies are able to respond. Speaking in Geneva, Fletcher noted that the UN launched a $23 billion humanitarian appeal last December aimed at assisting 87 million of the world's most vulnerable people. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
The US military says it's found the bodies of four of the six crew who were on board a refueling aircraft which crashed in western Iraq on Thursday. The search is continuing for the other two. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has arrived in Lebanon as Israel expands its strikes there. Nearly 700 people have been killed in the current campaign. South Korean police have raided the headquarters of the Transport Ministry as questions mount over its handling of the country's deadliest aviation disaster at Muan International Airport in 2024. 179 people were killed in the crash.
We'll take a quick break. We'll return shortly with the business news.
From analog to digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Keep them rising for 30 years.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Help changes everything.
Kanona Power Company Limited has urged the Southern African Power